This year's NET workshop is hosted by Keele University, which is a campus-based university set in over 600 acres of wonderful parkland. Its central feature is a 19th century Keele Hall, and you'll see more of that at the conference dinner on the Wednesday evening. This year's conference is going to be opened by the Vice-Chancellor of Keele University, Nick Foskett. He's been there since 2010, and prior to that he was at the University of Southampton. Following Nick, we'll have our normal opening session by Tim Kidd, the Operations Director, and Jeremy Sharp, the Head of Strategic Technologies, and they'll be giving you an update on the changes that have taken place on Janet and some of the planned changes for the next year. And Jeremy specifically will be concentrating on Janet 6, but you'll hear more about that as we go through the conference where there's other sessions on Janet 6. Following that, we have something slightly different for you in that we're going to be able to demonstrate to you a musical performance taking place with a musician here in the University of Keele and a musician in Edinburgh. This is a system that's been developed by GAR, which is the equivalent of Janet in Italy, and another organisation in Trieste, and it's known as LOLA. Finally, on Thursday morning, the closing session will include a talk by Ewan Burney, who works for EBI EMBL, and that's based at the Hinkson campus near Cambridge. And Ewan will be talking about genomics and molecular biology. And that's an area of science that we've seen develop very rapidly since the mid-1990s. Certainly I can remember when the first Janet connection went into the Hinkston campus, and it was effectively a field with a few porter cabins. Since that time, they've progressed from the fairly small bandwidth to now having 2 times 10 gigabit connections, and we're also going to now connect them onto the Janet backbone, so they'll end up with 2 times 40 gig connections, and I'm sure they've managed to fill that bandwidth. It will be a fascinating session, and it will bring to an end what I hope will be a very highly successful NET workshop.
This recording was brought to you by Janet Training. Further information is available on our website at www.ja.net/training.